Diesel prices continue to rise. Soybean markets do too. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today. We've got market analysis on the way and the news, but first, an invite for you to join Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin on a holiday vacations tour to explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com. Enter the keyword Ag Today. Rising tensions in global energy markets are pushing oil prices higher. And as Greg Allen reports, petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com says that could spell trouble for farmers across the Midwest.
Michigan's average diesel price up to $5.10 a gallon. So prices aren't quite record-setting yet, but the pace of increases has been.
As planting season rapidly approaches, higher fuel costs mean farmers are paying more to get crops in the ground, tightening already thin margins. Many producers are still recovering from years of high input costs, and a spike in diesel could force tough decisions, like reducing acreage, delaying field work, or cutting back on fertilizer applications.
Farmers, probably amongst any group in the country, are having it amongst the worst between the rising cost of diesel, fertilizer availability. This is a real problem for many of the nation's farmers.
There's also concern that increased fuel prices will ripple through the supply chain, raising the cost of food production and ultimately impacting consumers at the grocery store. But DeHaan offers some encouragement.
Give yourself some latitude. You're not going to make perfect timing calls everywhere. You know, give yourself some grace, and just dealing with uncertain times is very challenging.
For now, farmers are watching markets closely, hoping for stability, but preparing for volatility during one of the most critical times of the year. I'm Greg Allen.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Colder air taking control of the Great Lakes today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Today weather update. We had the cold air slide southward yesterday behind that frontal boundary, and we're just going to be settling in here with this cold setup for the rest of today. For tomorrow, honestly, Canadian high pressure sets up over parts of Indiana as we move through tomorrow morning. So it's definitely going to be chilly tomorrow. We get on the backside of the high on Sunday, so that allows some moderating temperatures. South flow in here, so a little bit better for Sunday. No precipitation all the way through. I think we see varying degrees of cloud cover, particularly Saturday night into Sunday as the warm air starts to come north. We are dry for all of Monday as well with warm air in play. Then we get into a more active pattern for the rest of next week. A Tuesday, scattered rain showers coming through, quarter to three quarters of an inch there. Colder for Wednesday into Thursday. We get into late week, we see scattered showers coming back to the eastern Michigan, not necessarily the west. And then the weekend of the 4th and 5th, inundated with rain, several waves coming through, anywhere from half to 1.5 inches out of that part of the system. Going into the rest of next week, I think we're dry but chilly for a Monday afternoon, Tuesday the 7th, Wednesday the 8th, and then we see warmer air come back in the warmer air the second part of the week. I think we have to watch for another round of good shower and thunderstorm action. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Final Thursday market numbers coming in just moments here on Michigan Ag Today, but first, we want market analysis, and when we want market analysis, We want Carl Setzer from Consus Ag Consulting. He spoke yesterday near the end of the trading day with our CJ Miller.
Sizable gains for the grain markets here on Thursday, but looking ahead to this Tuesday, two huge reports from USDA. Carl, what can you tell me about the reports and some of the expectations and guesstimates for those reports?
Yeah, we're starting to get the average estimates in here, CJ, and let's run through them on corn. Quarterly stocks, average trade estimate, 9.04 billion bushels. That will compare to 8.15 billion bushels on March 1st a year ago. So a little bit build on the corn side there. Soybean inventory expected to be up just a touch, 2.06 billion bushels this year. That'll compare to 1.9 billion last year. And on the wheat side, nearly unchanged at 1.29 billion bushels for a reserve. Those numbers are going to get a fair amount of interest, and I'm going to look pretty closely at that corn number, CJ. We have seen a lot of corn demand and corn basis holding pretty firm, and I'm starting to hear more and more producers telling me that they are sold out of corn or lower than their inventories were last year. So it's not just necessarily how much corn we have. Where it's being held is going to be a big one, same as in the soybeans and the wheat. Looking at the acreage, now this is where it gets a little dicey. Corn acres expected to come in at 94.37 million, well below that 98.99 million acres we planted last year. Soybean acres expected to come in at 85.55 million, slightly less than the Ag Outlook Forum's 85 million, but well above the 81.2 million acres that we planted last year. Looking at the acreage, the big number we're going to look at is corn and see if corn holds in there and we can maintain them acres, or if input costs have caused a few more producers to shift from corn to soybeans. What I'll be watching is once this is released, what are we going to expect for weather, how that might impact acres? And I got a feeling we'll be looking straight forward to the June revisions.
If you want to chat markets with Carl Setzer, give him a call, 989-506-1587. On Thursday, May corn down a quarter point, 467, up a quarter point on the July, 478. D's corn up a penny and a quarter, 494 and a half. May beans up two, 1173 and three quarters. July up a penny and three quarters, 1189 and a half. Novi beans up two and three quarters, 1152 and three quarters. May wheat to 605, up seven and a quarter. April live cattle up 67 cents, 235.10. April lean hogs off 7 cents to 90.82. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.